When you walk along the busy intersection of Montrose Avenue and North Winchester Street in Chicago, cars whiz by coffee shops, laundromats, large townhouses, and three-story flats. On the streets just off of the intersection, large 30 to 50-foot high maple trees camouflage the homes. Peter Kostadin is a Yugoslav native who moved to Chicago over 50 years ago. He's been watching the trees grow in his front yard for much of that time. But now, Kostadin says three of those trees have to be cut down since state entomologists discovered the Asian long-horned beetle lived there.
That's very, very, very sad, you know. Very sad for all neighbors, for everybody. Everybody stops and look at those trees, you know.
Officials from the Illinois Department of Agriculture say they have to cut down about 150 trees in the Chicago area after they discovered the insects. Since there are no predators in North America that feed on the Asian longhorn, there's no way to stop the beetle from burrowing into trees and laying eggs. Patrick Hogan is a spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He says the only sure way to eradicate the beetles is to cut down the infested trees and burn them.
The reason they have to be cut down is because the adult beetles lay eggs in the trees, and the eggs will actually turn into larvae that burrow into the center of the tree and eat the heartwood of the tree. They'll stay in there all winter long and survive the winter by using the tree as insulation, and that whole time they'll feed on the tree.
Hogan says it's frustrating that so many trees have to be cut down, but he says pesticides are ineffective since the beetles burrow beneath the trees where pesticides can't reach them.
Some of these people have trees that have been around for 80 years or more, and they value the trees very much in terms of the aesthetic quality of their neighborhood, and they're going to have to lose them. But the fact is those trees right now are a threat to other trees in the neighborhood and in surrounding neighborhoods, and the only way to control this pest is to take out those trees.
Even though Hogan says the Chicago infestation has put entomologists on alert, he says the real concern is the undiscovered beetle outbreaks. It's believed the outbreak in Chicago and a similar one in New York a few years ago started when the beetles dug themselves into the wooden pallets of cargo shipped over from China. Dr. Richard Hobeck is a professor of entomology at Cornell University and is an expert of the Asian longhorned beetle. He says it's difficult for border agents to spot the beetle during inspection.
I'm hoping that this can be contained to the urban areas. There might be a better chance of eradicating it. If it escapes into the native environment, it will have certainly profound effects on the environment.
And that has many entomologists throughout the Great Lakes region worried the Asian longhorn can make its way into their state. Since the outbreak began, a lone beetle has been found in a warehouse in northwest Indiana. And Hobeck worries the large amount of Asian imports coming into the U.S. may cause another outbreak.
What we really need to do now is to try to promote policy changes in the way wood material coming into North America is handled. It seems like a simple solution. It should be a simple solution. However, these changes just do not take place immediately. And so in the interim, wood continues to come into the United States from various foreign origins. And much of this wood is green wood, and with it are many of the pests and diseases.
And the emphasis for tougher restrictions is echoed by other entomologists as well. Bob Waltz is an entomologist from the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. He says the only way he and others can stop foreign predators from entering states is by increasing the number of Border Patrol agents throughout the country.
There are many, many threats to American agriculture, and there are a number of different avenues, and it's really important that resources be made available to intercept these at the beginning. Once you've got them established, like in the Chicago area, in some sense, you've lost. You've at least lost the battle. Maybe not the war, but you've lost the battle. And I believe it's very important that we have the resources to go back out and do these detections, do the monitorings, do the surveys that are our basic fundamental science.
But until more funding becomes available, Walt says it's inevitable another outbreak of the Asian long-horned beetle will occur. But he still contends his major concern is discovering the established beetle populations. Walt says those beetles, if they're out there, are killing trees without anyone knowing it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tom Scheck in Muncie, Indiana.